Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, In an Instant, We Are Gone. And just like that, at age 38, he was gone. It was totally unexpected. There were no goodbyes. He left behind his wife and two small children. Nothing will ever be the same for his family. Some die old, others far too young. Every day around the world, lives come to an end. One day my life will end. One day yours will too. Then what? That young man was a friend to both my oldest son and my youngest son's wife. They all three taught school together. Suddenly, with no warning, he was gone. Most likely, it was an embolism. In addition to dealing with their personal grief, these teachers also had to comfort their students who had just lost one of their favorite teachers. Last night, as I was finishing this message, I received the news that one of the members of our church had just lost their son to COVID. He was only in his 20s. Death can be so cruel. Each night, the COVID death update has become as common as seeing the weather report on the evening news. Imagine if we got the same update for every type of death. Every day, on average, 164,898 deaths occur worldwide. That equates to nearly 7,000 per hour, 110 per minute, or nearly two every second. Of course, the one that really matters most to each of us is our own death. Death is inevitable. From the time of our birth, each day brings us closer to death. Death strikes fear in the heart of most people, some more than others. Death is a certainty, yet we are often surprised when someone close to us dies. We can also be crushed when we receive a medical diagnosis that our own death is imminent. Fear of death is so common that there is a field of study called thanatology, which examines the human reaction to death and dying. The following are just some of the fears studies have shown to be associated with death. Number one, fear of the unknown. We do not know how or where we will die. Number two, fear of the pain associated with the dying process. Number three, fear of no longer being in existence, especially for non-believers. Number four, fear of eternal punishment, especially for believers. Number five, fear of loss of control. We have no say over the death process. And finally, number six, fear for the well-being of those left behind. Having some fear of death is healthy. As a result, we take safety precautions, wear seatbelts, have airbags in our cars, wear masks, take vaccines, and use hand sanitizers. An unhealthy fear of death can cause someone to stop living. Their anxiety over death can keep them closed up in their homes. Yes, death brings with it grief, loss, pain, and fear. John 11:35 tells us that Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. Luke 22, verse 44 tells us that anticipating his own death, Jesus was in such agony that he prayed so fervently that his sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. Genesis 3, verse 19 reminds us, For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 2 tells us, There is a time to give birth and a time to die. 2 Samuel 14, verse 14 says, That we must indeed die and be poured out like water onto the ground. In the past, people had much more contact with death. They covered their loved one's body with spices to reduce the stench of the decaying flesh. They wrapped it in a cloth and allowed it to decompose. When the decomposition was complete, the family gathered the bones and placed them in an ossuary. Today, death has been sanitized and removed from our view. We no longer kill the animals we eat. Instead, they arrive neatly packaged in our grocery stores. Unlike in the past, we no longer have to put down our work animals when they are dying. Our veterinarians, not us, are the ones who euthanize our pets when they draw near to death and they dispose of the bodies. And As for our loved ones, the mortician is the one who embalms their body and places them in the casket, or cremates them and gives us their remains in an urn. In either case, we have little or no contact with the body of the deceased. Sadly, we tend to put off thinking or talking about death. We should not do this. Removing death from our thoughts and discussions creates even more mysteries and increases our fear of the unknown. Saint Benedict told his monks to keep death daily before their eyes. Memento mori is Latin for remember your death. It has been said that thinking about, talking about, and planning for our death helps us to live a more intentional life. I was surprised to discover when doing my research for this article that psychological studies reveal those with no faith have the least amount of fear of death. Those with faith who believe in an afterlife have more fear. Those same studies, however, suggest that those with a strong faith have much less fear and far more hope than lukewarm Christians who have a greater fear of eternal damnation. Jesus came to conquer death. In that we find our hope and reassurance. Hebrews 9, verses 27 to 28 states, "Just as it is appointed that human beings die once, and after this the judgment, so also Christ, offered once to take away the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him." Finally, let's allow the words from these two verses to drive our fears away. Romans 10, verse 9. "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And Romans 10, verse 13, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, you comfort me with the words of Psalm 23, verses 4 to 6. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.